Mike Tadubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that blessed and glorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted that we have the privilege to come to you through means of the Internet to share with you the truth of the eternal God. In John chapter 15, beginning with verse 19, or verse 20, we read these words, John 15 and verse 20. Jesus said, Remember the word that I said unto you, The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me, which was God the Father. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak or covering for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. Yes, beloved, if Jesus had not come, how different our world would be. How different it would be if Jesus had not come. I would not be making this broadcast if Jesus had not come. We would not have churches to worship in if Jesus had not come. Our calendar would be different if Jesus had not come. We would have no New Testament if Jesus had not come. There would be no way to God the Father, as John 14:6 states. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Without Jesus, beloved, there's no way to God the Father. Without Jesus, there's no truth about the Father. Without Jesus, there's no living with the Father. Jesus is the way. If Jesus had not come, eternal death would be facing each one of us, beloved, because there would be no hope of deliverance from sin if Jesus had not come. Had you stopped to realize that there would be no revelation of God in human form if Jesus had not come? 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16b states, God was manifest in the flesh. Yes, Jesus is God revealed in human form. John 1:18 states, No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. That word declared him means led him forth into full revelation. Oh yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus has led the Father forth into full revelation. If you will look with me to John chapter 14 and verse 6 through 11 again, we'll read these words. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. That is, we'll be satisfied if you'll show us the Father. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. You see, beloved, the Lord Jesus is the revelation of God the Father in human form. Jesus reveals the Father in human form. Again, in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 8, we read, "Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." Beloved, did you know that's what evolution is? Evolution is a philosophy of man. Humanism is a philosophy of man. And these are vain deceits because they deceive so many people in the world. So many times on programs about nature and about the world system, about the earth, you hear about this many million years ago and this many million years ago, and evolution did this and evolution did that. Beloved, that's vain philosophy and vain deceit of man, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him, in Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You see, beloved, in the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the revelation of God the Father. The Lord Jesus is the one who came to reveal the Father and to reveal the Holy Spirit unto us. In John chapter 14, verse 16, Jesus said, "I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter." That word "another" means just exactly like this. If I were to tell you that I'm going to give you a Bible like the Bible I have in front of me, it would have to be a Bible that has the very markings on it that this Bible has. It would have some colors in orange, it would have some colors in yellow, it would have some colors in green, and some colors in blue. It would have lines across it directing from one thing to a footnote, and it would have writings up at the top of the page, and it would have various different symbols on it. It would have to be exactly like this Bible if I use that same Greek word that's translated "another" here in the King James Version of the Bible. It would have to be exactly like this. And beloved, that's who the Comforter is. The Comforter is exactly like Jesus. He is the Holy Spirit of God, who is the Spirit of Christ. As a matter of fact, that's what the Holy Spirit is called over in the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 9. He's spoken as the Spirit of Christ. And so when Jesus said, "I will send you another Comforter, that he may abide with you, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." Now, how was he dwelling with them? In the person of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." And the person that's seen the Lord Jesus has seen the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the manifestation of the Godhead bodily, that is, in physical form. That's what Colossians 2:9 stated. And John tells us that Jesus was led forth, that is, God was led forth into full revelation, John 1:18, "No man hath seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." He hath led him forth into full revelation. And so, beloved, if Jesus had not come, there's so much about God the Father we would not know and we would not understand. If Jesus had not come, we wouldn't understand the doctrine of the Trinity as well as we understand it. And yet, there's so much about the Trinity we don't comprehend and we don't understand. And there's a mystery element about this beautiful truth of the Trinity. God is one, and yet He's revealed to man as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It's a beautiful mystery, and it's a beautiful truth. But as the Lord God said over in Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And 1 Thessalonians tells us that God created man with a spirit, soul, and body. A triune being, and yet one being, one person, manifested in three different ways: spirit, soul, and body. The body houses the soul and the spirit of man. And when a person dies, the soul and spirit leaves the body. The person doesn't die, it's just the body that dies. And so God created man in His image and in His likeness, and Jesus Christ came to reveal and to teach us about the Father and about the Holy Spirit, to reveal the Father in physical form, to reveal the Holy Spirit in physical form. And so, beloved, this is the revelation of God in human form. If Jesus had not come, oh, there's so much about the Lord God that we would not know, that we would not understand. Oh, beloved, there's so many wonderful truths wrapped up in the fact that Jesus came. If Jesus had not come, and we're celebrating His birth here at the time we call Christmas, we're celebrating His first coming. And if He had not come, beloved, there's so much about God that we would not know. There's no way that we would have had to the Father if Jesus had not come, because no man comes to God the Father except through the Lord Jesus, He tells us in John 14:6. Jesus is the only way to God the Father, beloved. That's why when He died on the cross, He told the thief that believed in Him, "This day shall you be with me in paradise." And Jesus went to paradise to speak to those souls there in paradise that had died previously, that were righteous, explaining to them that He is the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. And the way they got into into heaven, for paradise was moved into heaven, we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, paradise was moved into heaven, and it was through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father, beloved. And so how wonderful it is that Christ came. Oh, how different things would be if Jesus had not come. Think about it. Till next time, goodbye.